KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's clear and 23 degrees in Atlantic after a 24-hour low of 21. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. In Southwest Iowa News, Lenox Police Chief John Huggins reports a Lenox man, Joseph Adam Whitehead, pled guilty Tuesday in Taylor County District Court to a charge of second-degree theft in connection with an investigation into complaints he was paid but failed to perform work on structures which had been damaged during a May 11, 2011 tornado in Lenox. Whitehead was sentenced to serve a term not to exceed 5 years confinement in the custody of the Iowa Department of Corrections. In addition, he's required to pay restitution to the victims, fines, court, and other costs related to the investigation, amounting to more than $15,470. Whitehead must also provide DNA samples to the Department of Corrections and is prohibited from owning firearms or ammunition for the rest of his life. I'll have more news in just a moment.
There's never a good time for a pipe to break, your heating and cooling system not to work, the sewer to back up, or your septic tank to run slow. When these things happen, you want them fixed and fixed fast. So for all your plumbing, heating, and cooling and backhoe needs, call Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic. When pipes break, what a mess. Call Masker Plumbing and Heating. If your sewer is backing up and you may be having a root problem, Masker Plumbing and Heating has a root killer. With the winter weather we have, now's the time to have your heating system inspected for efficiency. Did you know that you could be eligible for a cash reward from Alliant Energy for having your heating system serviced? Contact Masker Plumbing and Heating today to set up your furnace inspection. If you need a new septic tank, with their backhoe service, they can put one in. And if you're building a new home, they can take care of your plumbing and heating needs along with putting in a new septic tank and leach field. Call Masker Plumbing and Heating. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. Call Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic at 243-2260.
Winds yesterday gusting in excess of 45 miles per hour caused an accident Wednesday morning in Shelby County. According to the Sheriff's Office, 37-year-old William Hainline of Ida Grove was traveling north on Highway 59 at around 9 a.m. when a gust of wind caught the empty trailer, causing it to topple onto its side. Hainline was not hurt in the mishap, but both the semi-tractor and trailer were considered to be a total loss. The road was closed for about a half an hour while crews worked to remove that wreck. Officials at the Cass County ISU Extension Service say the annual 4-H Mardi Gras event in Atlantic is scheduled to take place March the 11th from 2 until 4 p.m. at the Cass County Community Center. All families are invited to attend the low-cost, high-energy event for youth. Cass County Youth Coordinator Susan Oliver said the Sunday event includes fun, food, and carnival-type games for kids of all ages. The cost of admission for that family-friendly event is just 50 cents, and each game ticket is 10 cents. The clubs set their own rates per game. Most games are 2 to 5 tickets in cost. There will be a total of 13 booths, including horseshoes, handmade color wheel of fortune, skee ball, target practice with safety education and shooting sports program, a ball toss, and more. There's also a club food stand. Cass County 4-H started the Mardi Gras event several years ago to provide a budget-friendly event for families in the community. It also provides various 4-H groups in the county an opportunity to have fun while planning and handling the booths. In addition, the event raises funds for the individual clubs and overall 4-H programming. And that Mardi Gras event is scheduled for March the 11th from 2 until 4 p.m. Authorities in Montgomery County are investigating a non-injury accident that took place Wednesday morning just west of Red Oak. Officials say a semi driven by David Fickey of Pleasantdale, Nebraska, was attempting to make a left-hand turn off of Highway 34 onto Box Elder Avenue. At the same time, a car driven by Martha Morton of Hopkins, Missouri, was attempting to pass the semi. As the 2003 Peterbilt semi driven by Fickey turned onto Box Elder, it came into contact with Morton's 2004 Pontiac Grand Am. Both vehicles came to rest in the intersection. The accident happened around 10:30 a.m. A former Perry man who was set to stand trial on Tuesday in connection with the fatal 2009 crash in Guthrie County will instead make his appearance in court in May. A judge has continued the trial for 30-year-old Thomas Dugan until 9:30 a.m. May the 15th in Guthrie County District Court. A pretrial conference in the case is set to take place April 30th. Authorities allege that Dugan was behind the wheel of a car that went out of control and crashed in rural Guthrie County on August 24, 2009. The crash killed a passenger in the car, 28-year-old Adam Anderson of Bagley, and resulted in Dugan suffering critical injuries. Both men were ejected from the vehicle, which rolled end over end multiple times before coming to rest in a soybean field. Charges of vehicular homicide, reckless driving, and drunken driving were filed against Dugan in February of 2011 after DNA tests indicated he was the driver of the car. Prior to the test results, authorities weren't able to determine which man was behind the wheel. When it gets underway in May, Dugan's trial is expected to last for about 4 days. And students in Sioux City Public Schools won't be seeing a documentary on bullying because of the film's R rating for foul language. The Sioux City Journal says Superintendent Paul Gausman said the district doesn't show movies with foul language or graphic material, meaning that the Bully Project won't be used as an educational film. He says also at 94 minutes, the film is simply too long to show. Parts of the documentary were filmed in a local elementary school, and one of the students featured is a former Sioux City student. The Motion Picture Association of America has voted to uphold the film's R rating, sparking a backlash from those who believe it will prevent the film from being shown to students to demonstrate the impact of bullying. News time is 7:12.
There's never a good time for a pipe to break, your heating and cooling system not to work, the sewer to back up, or your septic tank to run slow. When these things happen, you want them fixed and fixed fast. So for all your plumbing, heating, and cooling and backhoe needs, call Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic. When pipes break, what a mess. Call Masker Plumbing and Heating. If your sewer is backing up and you may be having a root problem, Masker Plumbing and Heating has a root killer. With the winter weather we have, now's the time to have your heating system inspected for efficiency. Did you know that you could be eligible for a cash reward from Alliant Energy for having your heating system serviced? Contact Masker Plumbing and Heating today to set up your furnace inspection. If you need a new septic tank, with their backhoe service, they can put one in. And if you're building a new home, they can take care of your plumbing and heating needs along with putting in a new septic tank and leach field. Call Masker Plumbing and Heating. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. Call Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic at 243-2260.
In our funeral announcements, Marion Taylor, age 96, of the Heritage House in Atlantic and formerly of Avoca, died Monday. Funeral services for Marion Taylor will be today at 10 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Evelyn Klein, age 69, of Fontenelle, died Sunday. Celebration of life services for Evelyn Klein will be today at 11 a.m. at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church with a luncheon to follow. Steam Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Lyle Peters, age 89, of Avoca, died Monday. Funeral services for Lyle Peterson, Peters, will be held today at 11 o'clock at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Florence Karsten, age 91, of Manning, died Sunday. Funeral services for Florence Karsten will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Wayne F. O'Brien, age 87, of Adair and formerly of Menlo, died Monday. A funeral mass for Wayne O'Brien will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Lucille Cones, age 90, of Atlantic, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Lucille Cones will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Vera Whalert, age 101, of Exira, died Sunday. Funeral services for Vera Whalert will be held Friday at 10:30 at the Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Vernon T.V. Bob, Robert Hansen, age 84, of Harlan, died Friday. Funeral services for Vernon Hansen will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Gene Smith, age 86, of Adel, died February 23rd. Services for Gene Smith will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Adel United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart is in charge of the arrangements. And Neva Kaiser, age 81, of rural Lewis, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Neva Kaiser will be on Monday at 2 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Our news was brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.